people are probably gripping onto this as tight as they possibly can, because they're used to being at the pinnacle of sport. But in F1, it's not always been their game. So enjoy it while it lasts, because it won't.
I wasn't that excited about this race, and now I'm really excited about it.
Yeah, we are the little blue pill for Formula One. we get you warmed up, whether you like it or not.
Hello there, and welcome back to the Zero Credentials F1 podcast. We are your weekend race companions, and we're here to talk about the 2025 Azerbaijan. Is it Azerbaijan? What is
Azerbaijan.
It?
Azerbaijan. Baku. Baku. Azerbaijan.
That's the one. Let's roll. I've decided that I just don't want to cut anything. I just can't be bothered.
Yeah, but you're getting nervous then, trying to pronounce Azerbaijan. You stuttering prick, you. I knew you all my life.
Oh, no. Giving you that opportunity.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I've been editing another video all day long, so I don't want to have any complications with this one.
Just get your priorities right, Matt. You're probably a bit tired now and can't be arsed, so, yeah, let us suffer.
It is something a little bit like that. I think we've been saying before that we do care. We really care.
Oh, I care a lot. Just sometimes, can't be asked.
Sometimes we can't. But it's a raw show. I kind of want it to stay that way. Just raw.
And it's not the viewers' fault that we can't be asked. It's just the type of people that we are. It's nobody's at blame here. It's just. We'll do this as long as we enjoy it, and we enjoy it very, very much indeed. And
yeah, that's true.
Happily, others are starting to enjoy it too, and are starting to get riled by it. But let's reaction is fine, good or bad. Reaction is fine.
Like, I'm keen for there to be bants.
Oh yeah,
especially with our good friends down under, who seem to love Oscar Piastri, and every time we say something a little bit nice about Lando. And a bit mean about Piastri, they get a touch upset.
Yeah.
And if we can't have friendly / borderline bants with Australian people about sport, then what can we do? We're here for it.
To be fair,
and the Ashes is coming up this winter.
Well, this is it. Our Antipodean brethren are used to high level sports, but not necessarily in F1. So they're probably gripping onto this as tight as they possibly can, because they're used to being at the pinnacle of sport, particularly in the Northern Hemisphere, and teaching us lessons. But in F1, it's not always been their game. So yeah, enjoy it while it lasts, because it won't.
Ah, superb. Superb. yeah, is it the Azerbaijan Grand Prix this weekend? Buckle. Is there anything you're excited about?
Well, I was having a think back and then a look back, and Azerbaijan to me always throws something up nice. It's got, I think it's the longest straight in the F1 calendar, isn't it? That major start finish line one. It's, I recall Carlos Sainz lifting a manhole cover and wrecking his car. I believe that was there.
Was that not Las Vegas?
Oh, no, it was Vegas. Somebody's done it on there, though. Maybe in the years gone by, somebody's lifted something, so they've had to weld it down. We've had Lewis with his brake magic incident, which probably cost him a lot of points in the title that season. We've had Lewis and Sebastian Vettel shunted Lewis there. And then that famous image of Max getting a tyre blowout halfway down the straight and kicking his tyre and having a bit of a paddy. So I like Baku. I think it's a great race. And there's lots of, it's all DRS, the start-finish straight does loads, and it's always delivered something in previous years, and a safety car is well on the cards.
Yeah. I think you're right. It's definitely always one that provides drama. I'm relating all of what I'm saying here with zero credentials, but some PlayStation sim work that I've put in.
That is a given.
it's probably to drive round my most hated track because I find it's pretty boring. And I think some of my concern plays out in real life is that it's virtually impossible to overtake in the 80%, 90% of the track.
It's all done on the start finish straight, basically. Yeah.
And that is literally like into turn one, pretty much, isn't it? Yeah. DRS into turn one. Then sometimes they have a little bit of a play around between turn one and turn two. Mm-mm. Another little play maybe down to turn three, but then that's pretty much it for the rest of the lap.
That's your last chance till the start finish straight,
which is a little bit irritating, but like you say, it brings up a bit of action now and again. There's been a lot of crashes, like I think George and Max got into it, didn't they, a couple of years ago?
Yeah.
And had some crossed words, and then Carlos and Perez came together last year. I was just in my research for this. I was just watching that crash a few minutes ago, and it was a funny one because they were both confused about it.
Yeah.
I think they both kind of just were going straight, and then hit. Neither one turned. They just sort of drove straight into each other.
Yeah. Saw that too, and it was astonishing because it seemed to be a track that Checo could definitely perform in the Red Bull. That seemed to be his best, one of his best performances until like the last few laps. It was literally like the second before last lap or something like that.
He
got taken out. He got held up by Charles Leclerc, and then Sainz sort of nipped through as well, which really pissed Checo off. And the way I saw that one was Checo had more options than Carlos. He was slightly behind, and I felt like he drifted into Carlos a little bit.
Yeah, probably. You do have some very strange audio issues going on.
Do I?
Yeah, it's that funny kind of echoey sound that we get sometimes. Mm. I can cut this. I'll cut this bit out.
I can. I don't hate.
I think it's gone now. Actually, it comes and goes. Probably, it's very strange.
I wonder.
Can you push the microphone just away from you a tiny bit as well? Yeah, that's better. Yeah. I mean, I thought it was an interesting race last year. There was plenty going on, plenty of action. I'm hoping for the same this week. I just struggle to get excited about these street tracks.
Yeah.
Although, having said that, I've been really enjoying Las Vegas. It's this one in Singapore. There's something about it I just don't get particularly excited about. I think, do you know what it is? I think it's partly to do with the cameras. Because whereas on the proper old school tracks, you get these big sweeping camera shots.
Yeah.
Whether it's on a sort of big gimbal arm or it's from the helicopter or just a lovely sort of panning shot. Or you get the ones on the rails and stuff. You get great camera angles. And I think F1 have done a fantastic job of that over the last few years of bringing it into the TV in such a great way. But then at the street tracks like Singapore and Azerbaijan particularly, it's like cut. So you never actually...
Grainy CCTV of hardwired cameras glued to buildings. That's it. And it's all down to the editor to do something.
Yeah.
What's the one where the cameraman does like a crazy swoosh and almost 360s on himself and goes all the way around. Yeah. It makes me feel nauseous though, but
you don't like the gimbal, the on car gimbal shot either, do you? I quite like it.
I feel like I get seasick. But it's not as exciting as the other. They are limited. In inverted commas, modern tracks, it generally provides a good race. I'm not a massive fan of the layout. I think the straight is too long by about 2.5 times what it needs to be. But it's money makes the world go around now, and they've clearly bought the race. But yeah, it's nothing against the old classic tracks.
No, that's very true. What are the other... I was trying to sort of think, what are the big stories going into this weekend? And there's some I'm really keen to avoid all the like super mainstream stories this show. Like we're going to cover stuff obviously, but there's always the mainstream talking points. And I think we did a good job of that on the last video of just cutting through all that bollocks and getting to what actually people were bothered about. We are just a couple of fans after all.
It's just a couple of guys.
I think the championship still hasn't really changed since the last race, maybe. I think what's interesting me is the resurgence of Max.
Mm.
I want to say Red Bull, but it's really just...
It's just Max.
Just Max.
Yeah.
We talked about Yuki briefly last week, but I hope he does well. But I think, I'm interested to see... Because I think there's enough races for him to still do something and make an effort or put some pressure on McLaren. Because I think even McLaren have had it easy, and I don't think they've always done the best job this season of managing the race or the drivers between them. And you just chuck Max in the middle of all that, it causes a ruckus at McLaren, especially as they're both going for the championship still. And I think the end of the season could be really spicy. And I'd love to see Max in the middle of all that.
Yeah.
So the Red Bull sort of resurgence towards the end of the season is quite interesting to me, and I'm kind of keen to see Max right back in there again.
At the moment, it feels like Max is the grenade in the middle of the McLaren dream.
Yeah,
they just want to be worrying about each other, and then every now and again, Max will pop up and like give them both a nightmare, and that's really good for the end of the season, actually.
Absolutely,
because he will pop up there and cause aggro, and because they'll be worrying, oh well, I have to. I'm sure Lando and Oscar are in a position where they're starting to think, well, as long as I get, it's me or him getting pulled, so as long as I get this lap, then I should be good. Papaya rules will mean that we sort of stay line astern, and they'll not do something too daft. And then something bonkers happens, like Max throws it on Paul in Monza and then drives off into the distance in a car that, I mean, maybe it's more the historical Red Bull, but I've always had them down with their Adrian Newey-style car of being supremely fast in the corners but never really breaking speed records in the speed traps.
Yeah.
I've never really had them like that. So to see Red Bull with a slip of A4 paper as their rear wing last week, and Max just absolutely belting it. It was different. That felt alien.
But, I was reading this week that the old helmet has given a lot of the credit for the resurgence to Max. They've had the improved floor that they've an upgrade they've brought, and then basically they've listened to Max, and he's eked out this extra performance with working with the engineers and them actually listening to him. So that's quite interesting. I think that we'll see if
that
plays out.
I think so, but I'm always quite sceptical as how much input drivers can have on that. They know how it feels, but I'm not sure that they know what a different shape or a different component bolted onto the thing could make a difference. But I suppose if they communicate well enough, they can get the feel. But it's certainly not Yuki bringing the chips to the table at the minute. Yeah, he's just bringing the R&D cash from Japan.
It's making me sad, that situation. I think having said all that, though, are McLaren not... Are they still... Do they still have the ability to win the championship this race, this weekend? Or is that...
Technically, you can't write them off because they've had such a good season.
I don't think they're going to win.
Yeah.
I'm sure they... Azerbaijan was mentioned as the first possible chance that they can close out the Constructors' Championship.
I don't think they will this weekend for some reason. A lot of my predictions belie that. but I don't think they will. I've got a feeling that there's still a couple of collisions or DNFs or some poor point scoring between at least one of them for the rest of the season. So there's still some twists and turns, but it will be a papaya crown this year. There's no two ways about that.
Yeah, definitely. Since you mentioned the predictions, let's do them. We had no change last week after Monza. We were all absolutely pointless. So, who wants to go first? Who should we do first for this week's predictions? Why don't you go first?
Yeah, I'll go first. Yeah. So, based on the very detailed science that we always deploy in such mm-hmm. matters. I went, the McLarens have still got a strong car, so I expect them to do extremely well. I think the Ferraris do pretty well generally around here, and the past few seasons have borne that out. Charles could be a bit of an outsider to come to the front. He was maybe a second favourite for Paul for me, or a third favourite, I should say. Yep. But I've gone for Paul, Lando Norris, because not through judgment, more through a desire to keep the title alive. And then the race result being Lando, Oscar, Charles in third. I'd like to see him podium. I think he can drive well on this circuit. And it is a driver's circuit, because even when he couldn't drive any other circuit, Checo did well here. He could seem to hustle the car around here. Then George, because I always like the Merc around here. I think it's got some decent straight line speed and it's a slippery beast. And then Lewis, only because the Ferraris are still pretty decent in the area. But that leaves out Max, which I think is a bold choice. But
it's a bold choice, especially given what we've just been saying about him.
Yeah, but I mean, last week was superfluous, absolutely incredible. But the week before, he was sort of like scuttling around in 6th, 7th, 8th, I believe, wasn't he? They seem to be running quite hot and cold. So it's quite surprising. So I'm saying it's a cold week for Max.
Well, you're going to look like a genius if that comes off. Or an idiot.
I need big points. I need to roll the dice. I need to outliers here.
However, White's sent his predictions in via text, and I was a little bit shocked at them. I'm going to leave that to last, actually, and I'll do mine. I'm going to go, I've been influenced by our Australian viewers, so I'm going full Oscar this weekend.
Oh, mate. Great.
I'm going to Oscar for pole position, Oscar to win the race, to repeat last year. I'm going for Lando, then second. My reason being is that I recall some sort of credentialed F1 person saying earlier in the year that Lando seems to do well on tracks where there are fast sweeping corners, places like Belgium and Silverstone, yeah, and tracks like that. Whereas Oscar seems to be faster on tight, twisty tracks. And for that reason only, I've put it in that order. I'm the same as you, though. I'd kind of love to see Lando get ahead of Oscar to keep the championship alive, but I don't think that's going to happen.
Well, Oscar uniquely makes, when he blocks the corner, he can make the car fail twice as wide. He's so good at defending. It's
great,
quite incredible.
Craft. And watching last year's race back, he showed that against Leclerc on a number of laps. I thought that was a really good effort. And I think he might do it again. Then I'm going for Max, because I'm not writing him off this weekend. I've written him off enough, and I'm putting him in third today. Then I'm going for Charles, similar to you. I think Ferrari have gone well around here. I kind of don't know what's going on with Ferrari at the moment. They seem to think that they're making progress, but it doesn't seem to play out that much.
It's not translating into results, is it?
No. And then I've gone, just for some reason, I think George is going to be in and around the mix in fifth, just because he always is, basically. He's always in the mix. I was very, very tempted to put Alex Albon in fifth.
Wow.
That big long straight is good for Williams, but I'm not sure how they're going to go around the twisty bits. I don't know. What you definitely don't want in this race is to get stuck in a DRS train being led by a Williams. Because, you've got virtually no chance of getting past them. Because they're fast in a straight line, aren't they?
We'll have to refine the point scoring things in the off-season between after Christmas, because I feel that something from the mid to the lower end of the grid, we need some points weighting towards that, because if you if you correctly predicted an Albon in the top five, that seems to be worth more than 1 point. Do you know what I mean? There are some things in there that, yeah, deserve more reward, but no, that's sound. And I'm actually thinking,
yeah, because if you predict an Ocon win,
yeah,
and then he wins, that's bigger than saying
Lando will win.
Yeah, it's that's bigger, much bigger. It should be bigger than 2 points.
Yeah,
Maybe it needs to be in relation to the actual championship table. If you pick someone from out the top five,
Let's ask people to put in the comments. give us a methodology. Give us a calculation methodology for the season.
Look, Nelly, we've only just got our new fans. We don't want to turn them off because they've got to do homework.
I want to bother. Yeah, you're not allowed to watch unless we get something back. But now, actually, I'm going to stick with it, but I'm severely regretting my choice with Max. I'm just thinking, why did I leave my ear? It's far too late. I'm sticking with it.
It's too late. Let's do Weitz's because it's quite interesting. He's gone for Max on pole, Max for the win. So, sensible. Oscar second, Lando in third. So he's gone the same order as me with the McLarens. Charles in fourth. And then Lewis Hamilton, for the first time, has made an appearance in Weitz's top five.
That stood out for me.
Yeah. So
you must really think that Ferrari have got a chance and have begrudgingly put Lewis in there because it's not his first choice to bring to the top five, is it?
No. So yeah, it'll be interesting to see. Since what this is why I said at the start of the video that we are your race weekend companions, because I wasn't that excited about this race and now I'm really excited about it.
Yeah, yeah. each other up.
It's done the job on me, that's for certain.
We are the little blue pill for Formula One. We get you warmed up. Whether you like it or not. Whether you feel that you've got the stamina. We give you the kickstart that you need for the weekend.
It's worth a drink of tea, that one, mate.
Tagline, there you go. You can have that.
Oh, and we've got to finish on that now. That was perfect. Right, yeah, thanks to all the new subscribers, new viewers. We are very much enjoying making the show. We will be here for you after the Azerbaijan Grand Prix, probably Monday or Tuesday. Quite like putting it out in the middle of the week because it gives people a little rest and then we can talk some F1 again. So, yeah, we'll be back on Tuesday probably next week. So, yeah, thank you very much. Enjoy the race weekend and we'll see you very soon. Cheers.
Bye.